Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
We got a developing story in legal tampering as it is now kicked off right here on 105.3 The Fan, your home for legal tampering. Mm. We would never do illegal things here at The Fan. Kevin, Ian Rappaport is rappaporting, as you like to say.
Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers are now said to be open to trading Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams.
Are they?
A resolution has not been easy, and Williams is frustrated with the process. He's due $32 million in salary with a $38 million plus cap number, Kevin, according to Ian Rappaport. Here's, before we get to any of your numbers, which I know those are significant, Alec, Kevin and I are going to play a quick game. I am somebody interested. I'm in the Cowboys organization.
Okay.
I'm interested in pursuing Trent Williams.
Okay.
And I'm calling my cap people. You are my cap people.
Got it.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Cap person. I would like to get Trent Williams. How much is that?
Nope.
He looks. What's the number that we're?
Nope.
I want Trent Williams though.
Nope.
Are you sure there's no money available? Why do you keep saying no?
That's right.
Okay, so Trent Williams, a big no from the Cowboys because were you planning on spending $30 to $38 million on a left tackle in this free agency as you're trying to build the rest of your team? I do not think so.
And
no.
To Corey's point. We checked.
Yeah.
So when you hear the report that the Cowboys checked in on Trent Williams, we just recreated that for you. Now, the reason why he says 30 to 38 million is because I tried to play positive role in the break, right?
Yeah. Kevin was like, hold on, Corey. I may have found a little scenario here.
And I looked at it and I was like,
save you some money.
I was like, I hear what Rappaport's saying, but the 49ers are going to have to eat that signing bonus. So that drives the price down to 30 million.
Yeah. There you go. So, Alec. Do you think anything has changed if I pick up the phone now that I know it's $30 million and I call cap people? Do you think that they're going to change their tune?
You know, I like where your head's at, but no.
Okay.
Well, let's find out. Do you want to do another phone call?
You know what? Ring, ring, ring. Hey, can you check in on
still
this?
Still no. All goodbye.
Right. All right. So the legal tampering period has now begun and things are going to start getting, wheels are going to start being in motion.
That being said, though. Would you just run the ball to the left side every time?
Do
you got
this
Trent
right now.
Williams.
Stop this.
You got Tyler Smith. Would you just run to the left every single time?
Trent Williams.
I mean, I can't afford it. But if I could.
37 years old.
He's still awesome, though.
And last year only started 16 games, right?
That's what?
The year before, only 10. All right.
That's
but
fair.
He consistently starts about 14 games for you, 14 to 15, 16 games for you every year, over and over. He is sturdy and he is still a Pro Bowl All Pro. Yes. Let's go to the Alec Medford news desk.
Whoa.
That would be different. We're going to keep it with the name Alec. Alec Pierce is returning to the Colts on a $116 million deal across 4 years.
Oh, this is bad. This is very, very bad.
Now, is this dumb on the part of the Colts, or is it the Cowboys should have gone ahead and set the market with Pickens, because now this looks like this number will be a little wild for George Pickens down the road?
This is not good. And that's $29 million per year. What did we think the market going in for him was?
25, 22.
Okay, 25?
25 max was where I was.
He's getting...
But I kept hearing $30 million in that range, and I kind of thought it was laughable.
So let's just take a look at it, because you know how the market works. A signing happens, people act accordingly. George Pickens is better than Alec Pierce, perhaps definitively better than Alec Pierce. Yay or nay?
Yes, definitively.
All right, so the guy that you're definitively better than just got $29 million per year.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, it does set the tone for, like, you're going to make $30 million no matter what. Pickens is going to make $30 million. You're going to make more. But now how much far more than that? And, Kevin, this number, because this was very similar to what happened with Myles Garrett last year. He set the number so big because he's the best.
Yeah.
And then Micah said, I want more than that. And the number got very skewed. And it was like, hold on, is that really what the market says you're worth? Well, the market says that Pickens is a, what, $33, $35 million receiver compared to Alec Pierce?
Yep.
Working their way to 40, like Florio said. Like, that's again, if I'm the agent, that's what I'm asking for. Hold on, this Alec Pierce kid just got this much.
Sure.
My client's definitely worth $40 million.
You know what's kind of interesting about that? Because we've heard rumblings this morning, too, that the Daniel Jones camp was a big old fat pass on what they offered, and he might be looking for somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 million per year. And so, like, first of all, I think that's laughable. But then again, I would not have thought that Alec Pierce would get $29 million per. And so...
It's interesting that that's the first, like, big move. This is a significant move. A lot of people might be asking, Alec Pierce... We've been talking about him for a while. He was
the top free agent wide receiver.
Yeah.
Because George Pickens is under the tag, so technically not a free agent. He was the top free agent wide receiver, and he just got $29 million per year. If I'm George Pickens' representatives, don't you come in and you say, all right, look, man, I want four for 140. I want to see what that guaranteed money is, because obviously that can change things. But I absolutely, 4 for 140, I would think, would be a viable number for Pickens. And CeeDee Lamb's already come out and said he doesn't mind if Pickens makes more money. And I want to go back to this one more time.
You have the guaranteed money on
How much?
So $84 million in guarantees, $60 million fully guaranteed at signing, according to Rappaport.
All right, so that's not an absolute disaster for the Cowboys. I'm trying to see what percentage that is of the overall money. So he got essentially 72.4% guaranteed. So all right, George Pickens' deal, as I'm estimating it right now, 4 years, 140 with $100 million guaranteed. That's my guesstimate based off of the Alec Pierce number.
And somebody from the 443, Pierce is getting 29. Why is that a problem for us? George was always going to get between 30 and 35.
Because I don't think 30 is in the picture anymore. That's why I think it's an issue. So if Alec Pierce would have come in at 23, 25, George Pickens, he's better than that. Huh? Let's give him 30, 32, whatever. Alec Pierce comes in at 29. I feel like 30 isn't even a discussion point anymore. Like, I don't think you can reasonably go to George Pickens and say 4 for 120 anymore. Because I think you will get scoffed at. And so I think that just puts you at least on the high end of that. And that's just a bad thing if you want to, obviously, save money. Or maybe another team comes in and they're like, ooh, man, that makes that George Pickens deal a lot more palatable to us if he's willing to sign. And I don't know. I still don't think you're ever going to get two firsts for him, but I think that price just went up.
You're going to pay some significant amount of money to him, and you probably were going to anyway.
You were.
And now the decision is, are we going to really fight over $2, $3 million?
Sure.
Or is the agent going to say, no, we're fighting over $7, $9 million?
Yeah, and that's your concern, right? Is that you say 33 mm-hmm. and he says 40.
Yeah, and then the discussion is, well, how do we close that gap?
Yeah.
And then you start looking at the Mike Evans of the world and say, will that close the gap for us? Because the number for him is going to be far smaller.
Yeah.
Far less significant in shorter years. Now, you still have the rights to Pickens, and you don't want to necessarily play that game because that's going to be a pain in the butt.
Agreed.
But, right, you would love to say, we have Pickens available to us. We did a deal for, let's say it's $33 million. You know, a thumbs up on $33 million for George Pickens.
Yeah, right now.
Right now. So this is kind of what we discussed last week. How will Pierce and Pickens affect each other? And we just see it right here. This is exactly what the scenario we were putting out last week of which one will affect it the most and which one is going to be least affected to the Cowboys. If they go ahead and do something now, they get to set the market, but they waited, and so the market changes.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're a George Pickens group, and you're sitting there, and let's use your numbers. The deal was 4 for $132. Oh, well, maybe got to talk about it. You see Pierce come in, and now you're like, all right, tell him no. Tell him no, 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 no. So that's something. By the way, people continue to ask this. We'll go ahead and throw it out there one more time with some specifics, and then hopefully we can move on from this idea. The issue of trading Osa, I think Alec broke it down well earlier, but the other part of it is you're just 1 year into his deal. That makes it, you're always going to carry. The theory is the further you get into the deal, obviously, the less dead money you should have. Now, there are some restructures that can kind of mess that up, but that's the essential rule of thumb. Right now, Osa carries a dead money hit of about $33 million. Now, you could probably do some work on that, but Corey, like if I told you in a vacuum, no numbers involved, you get Osa, you trade Osa for a second round pick. Well, yeah, okay, yeah, maybe. Yeah. But then I told you also you have to eat $33 million on your cap.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, if you're the Cowboys now, you're like, well, that's stupid. Yeah. I want two firsts. And every other team's like, not my fault. You gave them that deal. And so I think therein lies the essential issue with the idea of trading Osa today. If you traded him in a year, I think that's a much more viable conversation. But right now, it's just too much.
From the 901, the Gary deal will be the biggest defensive moves the Cowboys make.
That would be disappointing.
That would be extremely disappointing. And at the moment, it's the first deal that they've made. It kind of looks at like that Jadeveon Clowney is left on the outside in that conversation. But Kevin, I think it's a move. But I think that the draft moves that they make defensively could be bigger than this by far, make a far bigger impact. Again, in this legal tampering period right now, there are three names that we'd love to see happen all in like order. And Jalen Thompson, Jane, was just pointing out on NFL Network that's still one of those that you need to keep an eye out for.
She's a total.
N'Kobe Dean, also one of the names that you need to keep an eye out for. And our pipe dream is Devin Lloyd. Cowboys, I think, are currently looking at it and saying, we still have to fix our linebacker position no matter what, because it was weak sauce last year.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to your safety position, you're losing Donovan Wilson. You can't just say, we're going to go draft one and make that happen. You have to fill the position right now so that you at least have some bodies, just in case your draft doesn't fall the way that you want it to. Adding a Jalen Thompson, I think, would be that order for me. Jalen Thompson, N'Kobe Dean, then Rashawn Gary, in those top three for me at the moment.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Now, a couple of deals that happened right before the free agency period opened up. Connor McGovern, 4 years, $52 million with the Bills. Khalil Mack, 1 year, $18 million fully guaranteed with the Chargers. And then the Eagles, who are in the midst of maybe doing several fascinating things, 3 years, $78 million extension with the Eagles and Jordan Davis. But I wanted to go back to the Tua thing. I had not thought about it like this whatsoever, but a couple of different spots pointed out that they gave Tua the extension, right? While he still had his fifth-year rookie option, which means with all the dead money they're going to eat, they essentially paid Tua $123 million for one extra year.
Okay.
at least when it comes to their cap hit. They ended up essentially doing a one-year, $123 million extension because of the $99 million in dead money they're going to eat, though they are going to post June 1st. And if in case you missed that discussion from earlier, it essentially gives you the opportunity to break that in two. It's not always exactly half down the middle, but more or less the opportunity to break it in two.
And the Raiders did sign a three-year, $30 million deal with Eric Stokes. So there are things that are cruising right now. We are in cruise control.
And there's going to be some deals today that you're going to like, I don't care.
So let me ask you this. I know, I don't know that he, here's the only gamble with Pickens is that he says, I'm not playing on the franchise tag.
Yep.
That's the gamble. But if you got him for 27-6 while Alec Pierce played for 29.
Yeah.
Is that the way the Cowboys think right now is, hey, hold on, we're getting a deal.
See,
this is a steal of a deal.
How much hardball would you want to play? Because you could just sit there and be like, yes, you will. You could say you won't, but guess what? If you don't, it carries over till next year and the next year, and then eventually your career is going to be over.
You really want that.
And then George Pickens' team can come back and be like, I'll show up halfway through the season when I'm mandatory required, or, man, hamstring's been kind of bothering me as of late. Hope that doesn't pop up again during the season.
Better have a backup plan.
And I have no doubt that those kind of discussions, not just with the Cowboys, but with teams everywhere, have happened again and again over the history of the franchise tag. Can I totally rule that out? That happened just this last year?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
With the Bengals? No. No, I can't. So look, it's a game of chicken that either one could win, but don't you see them both losing?
Oh, yeah.
Like George Pickens, if he waits until July, guess what's happened with all the other Cowboys players like that? They've gotten off to a slow start. So George Pickens, is he going to get off to a slow start? Is that going to affect his money? For the Cowboys, if you make a whole bunch of defensive moves and your offense starts to sputter a little bit because you screwed around with one of your top offensive players, that's a lose-lose situation. But it feels like a good day for George Pickens, and the price probably went up.
Next on the KNC Masterpiece, Wankers and Winners of the Weekend, Stars Attorney Edition. We do it next on The Fan.
It's Matt Duchene who's in for Haskinen. Backhand score! Game over! Miro Haskinen wins it for Dallas.
Look, in the first 14 minutes of legal tampering, a significant deal that shakes up the wide receiver market happened. More is going to happen throughout the day, and the Cowboys will be involved in some of them. Yes,
and
Kevin.
They had Alec Pierce ready to jump on McAfee.
Smart. Look, man, if you're going to line it up, you do it just right. Do it just
I mean,
right.
But he did go back to his own team.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you could have kept talking that whole time.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. It's time for Wankers and Winners of the Weekend here on the KNC Masterpiece. And Kevin, as we were leaving on Friday, we saw some absolute dunks from the hockey world.
Oh, let's go to Alec.
Former Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker and Super Bowl MVP is signing with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
That is per Ian Rappaport.
And Jordan Schultz is now reporting that as well.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's exactly the kind of player that Andy Reid would love to have. And you need a running back on that team right now when you don't have Magic Man Mahomes for however long. And
although they keep saying it, he'll be ready.
And you don't want him running around having to, you know, sacrifice everything all the time. You need to be able to add some balance to your offense. The Kansas City Chiefs bringing back Travis Kelce and now adding Kenneth Walker, Super Bowl MVP, to their backfield.
You know, and that's interesting, too, because we'd heard Jeremiah Love kind of thrown out as a potential, but I mean, he might go even higher than that. Do you think then, are you almost locked in at Chiefs taking a wide receiver then in the draft, or am I oversimplifying
that? Kenyon Sadiq is still a fantastic option. I know that Travis Kelce is your tight end, but if you have that kind of dude, when we watched him, I mean, Sadiq is just as much what Kelce was. Travis Kelce is more of a traditional tight end now than he was back when he was catching 12, 13 touchdowns a year.
Yeah.
Back then, he was a split receiver. You could do a lot of different things with him. Now you watch him, his best asset is still his ability to block. You add a Kenyon Sadiq to this thing, and you have a downfield threat in the seam, and you have another player like that. But yeah, another wide receiver would be a really good option. I just don't know, and maybe I'm wrong about this, I just don't know that I have a George Pickens type in this draft, or a dude that I look at and say, that's my number one guy for this team, because they have a bunch of different dudes, you know, with that group.
Yeah.
And they'll bring back Juju Smith-Schuster here and there. They have all these different guys, but nobody that just really stands out, and I just don't know that I feel like in this draft where they're going to be, they're going to get that person. But maybe they do add something else. Maybe a Mike Evans is somebody that they would be willing to take a look at.
Yeah.
To add on the outside for this offense.
And if you care about such things, Draymond Jones looks like he is going to the Patriots. I believe that looks like a 3-year, $39.5 million deal. But yeah, Kenneth Walker to the Chiefs, eh?
Yeah, no, this is a significant move. Obviously, too, it hurts the Seahawks.
Sure.
They were very reliant upon him. You saw the Super Bowl. You saw their run to get there. It was, Kevin, if you look back at the Kubiak offense, now, again, Kubiak's gone. So maybe this is another factor in that. But Kubiak's offense last year was an exact 50-50 split. They ran the ball almost exactly as many times as they threw the ball.
Yeah.
That offense was built on balance. So this obviously does hurt the Seahawks' offensive plan, but they had already made the decision to move on before this.
You think once the franchise tag didn't get put on them, they were like,
yeah, we
thank you very much for your service.
And I think that John Schneider is very good at, we got you, we used it, and now we have to move.
I mean, look, if you're a Seahawks fan, probably don't need to be questioning John Schneider right now. Kind of feels like he got a pretty good idea on the pulse of what's happening with his football team.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Do you qualify Kenneth Walker as a winner of the weekend.
Though. I do. And now, I mean, especially going to the Chiefs, too. I think anytime you can go to an Andy Reid team,
sure,
you're happy that you're on an Andy Reid team because you know he's going to use you as a dynamic offensive player.
Yeah.
He knows how to create open plays. He knows how to get you the ball. It's whether or not you can make that next level stuff. I think that Andy Reid was looking at that player going, "That's yes, please bring me him."
Now, I know this technically happened on Friday, but we were on the shuttle from the rental car place to get to the airplane when Stars attorney Frank Carroll dropped one of the coldest lines in the history of trials that I'm aware of. Talking about the Mavericks in the ongoing Mavs Stars trial, who do they say should be in charge? It's a Vegas corporation that traded Luka for a bag of magic beans.
Dang. Dang.
And the Mavs attorney tried to go into self-deprecation mode by saying, hey, it was Anthony Davis in a bag of magic beans. And then he goes, a bag of injured magic beans.
Oh, dang.
And so I was like, no.
Max Christie.
Yeah, in your face, Max Christie. Doing unbelievable, hitting three-pointers at a plus 40% rate. Feels kind of rude, but that makes you a winner. If you drop that in court, that makes you a winner.
Look, man, you're in court. It's supposed to be a very serious moment. Supposed to be very serious.
You don't feel like you hear a lot of laughter in the courtroom?
No. Well, I mean, unless you're trying to win over you know, some people here and there by cracking one like that. But that won over everybody for the Stars for sure, because you also understand the public's ire and anger towards the Mavericks.
Sure.
Nobody wants to believe the Mavericks on anything because they're so upset still. But I think they're starting to win me back over. Obviously, Cooper Flagg's addition there. That was a line, Kevin, that while we were on the shuttle on the way back, it was, or the tram.
Yeah.
We're laughing our butts off.
Tremendous.
And people around us are looking at us like, what is wrong with these two? And we were like, no, we just know exactly what's going on right now. I loved it.
Now, Queen's University.
Of course.
They have made the NCAA tournament in their first ever year of eligibility. I feel like they defeated Central Arkansas 98-93 in overtime. They got to go in the winners of the weekend, right?
Yes.
They made the tournament in their first try.
Yeah, man. Tournament's important.
I have a tricky one for this one.
Uh-oh. This is kind of like the hits and misses where you have somebody that belongs in the hits.
Okay.
But definitely they're going to get a miss.
I'm going to give them a hit, but it's a pending hit.
Okay.
Charles Oliveira. So Charles Oliveira dominated our buddy Max Holloway on the ground for unanimous decision sweep in the main event of UFC 326. Feels like a winner, right?
Yeah.
It was for the BMF title.
Oh,
yeah. Bad Mother.
Yeah. Fridge.
Yes. Is he still a winner for putting on a dominating performance, or do you think that maybe that fight was too boring for a BMF fight? There's nothing in the rules that say you have to just stand there and trade punches, but all he did was take him down every time. The crowd started to boo. Joe Rogan got mad at the casuals in the audience, and it was a whole thing.
Oh,
so
man,
is he the winner because he definitely won, or does he go in the wankers for doing the thump and hump?
Fighting that blow-up clown that we used to fight as a kid, where he'd knock it and it just kind of pop back up.
I mean, pretty much,
yeah.
He, whether you want to call it the wrestle F or whatever, that's how he won that.
Max Holloway's had a pretty good career, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he was the BMF champion via horrifying knockout.
Is it time?
Oh, he already said he's coming back.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess fighters just fight, huh?
I mean, from the 817, I never want to see Charles fight again. And so that was my question. And it's not totally Charles' fault because they also put up a weak card. And then they're like, here's your main event, BMF. Here we go. Takedown. Four and a half minutes later, back up. Takedown. 4.5 minutes later, give or take, depending on how long the takedown took. So it's up to you. You say win.
You know what?
Wank.
He has the title. He has the title.
It's true. He's a BMF.
I'll make him a winner.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
I'm going to be nice and make him a winner because he does have the title, no matter how it went.
How it was, yeah.
Yep.
From the 469, he dominated. That's a BMF performance. From the 940, he's a wanker. I was booing at my TV watching that fight.
Because when you want to see a true back and forth.
Sure.
Not just one dude just destroy everything.
Well, and I always want to see somebody just try to punch it out with Max Holloway. It's super fun.
Those are really fun fights.
Yes.
You see two dudes that are just like, I don't care about anything else
other
than seeing who gets the most licks on somebody's face.
I think the winner of the weekend also has to be Alec Pierce. 4 years,
yes.
$114 to $116 million, so $28.5 to $29 million per. And I think it's Archer who just put up the career stats against him and George Pickens. And looking at those numbers makes me feel like George Pickens should get paid $50 million a year based off of that. I know he won't, but still.
Here's Kate Otten is going to return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He has agreed to terms with them. I'm trying to figure this out. So far, every 15 minutes, we've gotten a significant name.
Oh.
Alec Pierce, Kenneth Walker.
Okay.
Kate Otten's a second, third tier name. So coming up here in about 10 more minutes should be another significant name. Will it be the Cowboys and Trey Hendrickson? Will it be the Cowboys and somebody else? Those are the questions that we have available for us, but we'll keep an ear out for all those other. It seems like every 15 minutes. I don't know if you can keep that pace up the entire show, but I'd love to see it try.
What's the acceptable number for you with the Cowboys and Trey Hendrickson?
30's 30? As much as I want to do, but I feel like he can get 35 if his agent's good. But 30 would be okay. I'd love to have a better player, but I look at some of his consistency numbers and I'm like, he's pretty steady.
Yeah.
Even at the age that he's at, he's been pretty steady his whole career. If I can just get the steadiness he's been and a dude that actually does sack the quarterback, I'm feeling pretty good at that point.
And then
if obviously it could be a rotation with Rashawn Gary. Those two guys right there, they can rotate and you can physically take a little bit of the drain off of Hendrickson. But if you're getting paid that much, you got to be out there playing.
Do you think he's out there to like prove something to the Bengals, or he got out of there, so who cares? And they're not like division rivals or anything.
Yeah, I think he wants to prove to himself he can still do it. I think he's done with the Bengals mentally.
Okay.
You know, that was kind of a circus for him.
All right, gotcha. Now, let's go to a couple of the wankers of the weekend. By the way, one more winner, Miami of Ohio. They finished out a regular season that was undefeated, and they won in overtime.
Kenneth Walker, 3 years, $43.05 million, could be up to $45 million.
All right, so 14 and a third to $15 million per year.
28.7 guaranteed.
Ooh, that's a nice chunk of guaranteed money for a running back.
Yeah, it is. So,
essentially it's 2 years, $28.7 million deal.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot to pay a running back right now. But
congratulations, Kenneth Walker. Even if it is a Monday, you are also now a winner of the weekend. Now, Jeremiah Fears for Michigan State. Or excuse me, Jeremy Fears. My apologies. He got kicked out of a game for kicking a player in the groin. This is at least the third time he has been teed up or ejected for kicking or punching somebody in the junk. There has to be like a suspension now, right? I don't know what the NCAA rules are for that, because the NCAA right now is more concerned with making sure that Trinidad Chambliss never plays college football again. Did you see in a related story about the NCAA being stupid is that he was granted his 6 year of eligibility and the NCAA came in and filed with the Mississippi Supreme Court saying that they have final decision-making authority in the interpretation and application of eligibility rules. So this kid wants to play college football again and he wants to pass up potentially millions of dollars. And they're like, hey, we'll tell you who gets to play or not.
Kevin. Okay. So we didn't really get to discuss it because it hadn't happened yet. But when the president of the country sits down and says, we're going to fix all the problems with the NCAA,
right?
And then this kind of thing, the NCAA is like, we want absolute power.
100%.
And a lot of the players are like, we don't want to grant you that. And then the colleges are like, well, we kind of need a little bit of their help.
Right.
So like, this, otherwise, we're going to get run by these players. This is, I'm not sure. Are we reverting back to something? Are we going to revert back to something that's not advantageous to the players? And are you okay with that? I've been okay with kind of how NILs looked so
far. I think it's kind of like the streaming things when everyone realized maybe cable wasn't so bad. And it's too late to go back. And like, that's the same thing. NCAA might get a certain level of control, but whatever they put in place, like, even if the president assists with it, it's going to get challenged in court, right?
Yeah.
If you're, you know, infringing on these athletes' rights. And I'm not here to have that conversation necessarily, but I think it's just gone too far and you're not going to be able to take a step back. Although, here's one thing where maybe the NCAA should step in. Did you see a former Cal State Bakersfield player turned assistant coach is awaiting trial for being a pimp?
Yeah, it would have been in the C block on Friday, but unfortunately
we had news.
It was chaos going on there. But yeah, dude, This is a...
It's actually... And
this is a wild story.
And I know I use that word with like maybe a funny inflection, but it's pretty horrifying what he's accused of. He's accused of human trafficking, possession of methamphetamine and marijuana with intent to sell, and possession of, I'm going to warn you, this it gets even worse, more than 600 images of child pornography.
That's...
I'll skip how young the kids are, but it whatever number you're, it's horrifying. And so at first I thought this was a ridiculous story that I was like, what? But then the more you read it, like it just charge after charge is, I mean, he's got to go through the court of law, but there's some horrifying charges in there.
The Rashawn Gary traded to Dallas. That's the first move we've seen so far today during the illegal tampering period.
Come on, Jalen
we'll
Thompson.
See more. We got the Cowboys need to make some more moves here, some bigger splashes. But, Kevin, also it does look like the Rams have made a deal with Jalen Watson. So they have their three-year agreement there. So, no, we're not stressing out yet. And then we'll get to the Evan Carter and Josh Smith news from Skip Schumacher a little bit later. But coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, say his name and he'll appear. It's NXT champion Joe Hendry. Next on The Fan. A couple of real things happening in the market at the moment. Jalen Phillips signs with the Carolina Panthers, 4 for $120 million, $80 million guaranteed money. Mm. And after the Alec Pierce move, the Colts are now trading wide receiver Michael Pittman to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get back into the legal tampering period in just a little bit. But right now, it's time to have our conversation with the man. If you say his name, he will appear. It is Joe Hendry. How we doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're coming off. You just defeated Ricky Saints in the main event of Vengeance Day to retain the NXT title. What I really wanted to know to kind of start this off, and not just for these premium live events, but what kind of pride, pressure, and privilege comes along with being in the main event?
Well, it's, as you know, the main event is the toughest spot. The main event is, it's at the end of the show. The audience, if it's NXT especially, the audience have seen an amazing night of action, and you as the main event, you must deliver. And that's what I did my very best to do at Vengeance Day. It was a physical matchup, but I'm still sitting here as the NXT champion, so I'm feeling good. Life is good.
My co-host here, we've tried for years to put him through a table, and corporate keeps shutting it down. You've popped out of some amazing places, refrigerators and so much. Has there been one where, that you've pitched and they've been like, no, you can't do that one, or a dream scenario that you want to show up out of?
It doesn't work that way. It's when someone says my name, I'll just appear. I don't get to choose. Sometimes, listen, I haven't had a day off in years. Sometimes I'll just be, you know, today's the day I'm going to read a book. I'm going to play a video game. I'm going to watch a movie. Someone says my name and I just teleport to whatever they are. That's how it works.
That's how we got him on the show today.
It works in person and on Zoom.
Yeah, we didn't have him booked at all. And we just were like, hey, they're going to be an Allen for NXT. Let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens. Now, you had a great weekend. You retained your NXT title. Are you a little sad that your fellow Scott, Drew McIntyre, he dropped the WWE Championship on Friday?
I am sad that Drew's not the champion anymore. We crossed paths super briefly at a WWE 2K26 event, and we forgot to get the picture together. I'm devastated. He took a picture with the WWE Championship in front of the screen that I'm on at HQ, because if you're a champion in WWE, you're on one of the screens. So Drew took a picture in front of it, but we didn't get the one in person, which I'm gutted about. But I was sad to see that Drew is no longer the champion. The guy's been a huge inspiration for me, someone I've worked with, someone I've learned a lot from. So I was super happy we were champions at the same time. But yeah, sad to see that championship go.
Now, you're talking about the 2K26 game. What was it like to see yourself on that primary poster for that game?
That was awesome. So I'll tell you, there's been a couple of really pleasant surprises in WWE. One surprise, when I was at WrestleMania, the merch team presented me with my first piece of WWE merch. I didn't know about it. It was a surprise. So that was really cool. And the same thing happened with the video game. They called me into the PC. They said, yeah, we're just going to film some stuff. It's just some slow-mo stuff we need to get. And it was this huge, I should have known, it was this huge elaborate setup. And I should have known it was, just need to get some, just some background footage, whatever. But no, that was, they filmed it for the video game, for the commercial. And then it was a surprise for me. So when I heard about it, I had to go, wait, is this legit? Like, I wasn't sure if a fan had made me in the game. And then I turned on my Xbox and I was like, it's me, look, it's me. So it was an awesome surprise. I've been so busy. I haven't had a chance to really play the game because I've just been on the road constantly, but now I've got it on Xbox and I've got it on Steam as well. So I'm going to get it on my Steam Deck and we're going to get going here because I'm excited to see everything the game has to offer.
And obviously he's been busy because people keep saying his name. So
right.
Well, that's huge.
That is a great point. Now, I've heard the urban legend. I was kind of hoping we'd get some context. Is it true that video games are kind of what got you into wrestling to begin with?
Yep. When I was a fan of wrestling, I played the games for, I'd say, 20 hours a week, and I watched wrestling 6 hours a week. So it was the games that got me into it.
Who was your go-to playable character in some of these video games?
It was always The Rock. It was always The Rock. So for me, I remember what I would do is I would load up The Rock. It was SmackDown 2. I would load up The Rock with 5 finishers, and I would just, I would just hit my opponent, hit 5 people's elbows, done.
What was it like going up against, or what has it been like kind of feuding with Ricky Saints? Do you feel like he's got a little bit of a Rock vibe going to him?
I'd say, The Rock, the Pebble, maybe a Rock vibe, who knows? But maybe there's a song there, who knows? But I will say, I'm super excited. I'm glad I managed to retain the championship. But this is the thing about NXT Live. You never know what happens next. I've got challengers all over the place. And, who knows who that challenger is going to be, because we're going to be in Allen, Texas. I'm super excited to visit you guys. And we're coming to the Credit Union of Texas Event Center. And guys, look, here's the thing with NXT, right? We've got huge stars. I'm going to be a little bit arrogant when I say that. I tried to stop myself from pointing to myself, but we got to be honest here. We got huge stars.
We got you.
Yes.
We got huge stars. We got amazing athletes, and we got the best women's division in wrestling today. This, to me, is the best value in entertainment, because guess what, guys? Tickets are starting at $25.
$25. That's
outrageous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. $25, I mean, you can get onto this show. But that, to me, is the best value in entertainment.
So basically what he's saying is, hey, get him while you can, because in the next go around, when you're still champion, these ticket prices might go way up.
Well, look, I think the thing that I love about NXT is that that's a really, like I say, we've got something for everyone on the show. If you've never seen professional wrestling before, you are going to love this. We've got action, we've got stars, and it's going to be fun. You know how the live events are, guys. It's going to be super fun.
Yes, to this day, I have a story of, I took my 8-year-old at the time to a WWE live event. Brock Lesnar came out there and annihilated everybody in his path. But this is when the Shining Stars had their little travel brochures. And we were like, we want a travel brochure. And while one of them was knocked out unconscious, he slid one to my little son and he thought it was the greatest thing ever. So I'm definitely with you on that. And another
let me ask it. So someone, say that again, who gave him the travel brochure?
So the Shining Stars, when they would come out and talk about how great Puerto Rico was, and then Brock Lesnar came out there and annihilated everyone and their brochures went flying. And we had a very good seat and we were like, hey, help us out with the brochure. And one of the wrestlers was just like, let me just slide that over to your son. And it was freaking amazing. And he still has it.
I got to be honest with you. I love the fact that he's got the brochure. I love that. But if I'm wrestling Brock Lesnar, handing out brochures isn't going to be the first thing.
I think that's probably why they got smashed. Now, one of the things that I know you've mentioned in the past is you talked about with CM Punk and John Cena is just like the business of being at the top. And one of the pieces of advice that they told you is like, hey, how much money did we make last time we were here? How much money did we make this time we were here? Are you still really interested in that business aspect of it all?
Always have been. Yeah, you absolutely have to. Absolutely have to. You know, I'm always keeping an eye on the metrics, the facts and the figures. We're doing everything. The goal here is to take NXT to new heights continually. And it's something that we're super excited about. We love giving our best each and every week on CW as well. We love giving everything that we've got on these live events. Because here's the thing. If you give the people the absolute best show that you can, that means more people are going to come back next time. So expect the most amazing show when we come and visit.
Well, Joe, we really appreciate all of your time today. Thank you so much. I'd love to have you on again sometime down the road. And
you know what? How to do that.
And only talk music. So that I got an 18-year-old who's going to college for music. So if we could do that at some point, have that conversation, I would love it since you love your music as well.
Hey, well, who knows? You just never know when I might be releasing a musical project. So if that happens, just get in touch and we'll set up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Credit Union of Texas Event Center, used to be known as the Allen Event Center in Allen, March 28th. That's a Saturday night. You got no excuses. 7:30 p.m. NXT champion Joe Hendry, thank you so much for jumping on with us today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he goes, Joe Hendry, right here on the KNC Masterpiece. That's an awesome dude. His positivity, and you know exactly how to make that guy appear. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece.
You're going to let him live his life, right, and not just keep bringing him.
I think every day I'm just going to go home and be like, let's see if he does. If it happens. I don't want to mess with it too much right now because we just let him go.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
We'll see if it happens again. Coming up next, we got to find out what's happening in the legal tampering period, plus Mavs and Stars super segment next on The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.